And welcome to the Appy Hour.
The always fun,
semi-informative,
always relevant,
and slightly irreverent
Appy Hour talk show presented by App Growth Summit.
So whether you're on your way to work,
winding down after work,
or you're bored at work,
pop in an episode and take a quick shot of the Appy Hour.
Awesome. Yay. Hey, Kaylani, the amazing marketing individual here at App Growth Summit. How are you?
I'm great, Louis Tanguay, managing director. Who are we here with today?
We're here with the Pimentel twins, woo-hoo, Jackie and Janie.
Hey, hi, how's it going?
Going great. So, how many people know that each of you have a superstar twin?
On the earth or?
No, like in the industry, like do you meet a lot of people that are like, oh, wow, what? There's another one?
Oh, daily.
There's certain circles, yeah. Daily. I used to go to the Facebook campus and see Jackie every once in a while because I was working at a company that was a developer on Facebook's API platform, and I would get it all the time of like, why do you need a visitor badge? You should just be able to badge in.
Did you forget your badge again?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Our VP at the time played a joke and like brought her to one of my meetings, and I was just horrified. She looked like Lady Gaga, and she was in like spiked boots and the whole deal. And I was like, this is, and people are like, you have a twin? And not only do you have a twin, you have an identical twin. Yep. And we're in the same industry. Yep. So it's fun.
For those that aren't aware, Jackie works for Facebook and mm-hmm. Janie works for EA right now.
That's right. Right now. Yeah.
Yeah. You know Janie from a multitude of companies.
Okay.
And Jackie's pretty much.
Jackie's the steady one. Jackie's always been the steady one of our twin relationship. I've always been a little bit of the wild child.
With the spike boots and Lady Gaga stylings.
Yeah, exactly.
Was that way when y'all were kids too? Were you always a little crazier, Janie?
Janie was more.
I disagree. I think you actually were in junior high, high school. Jackie was definitely the feistier one. And then college, I came into my own. And then, yeah, I would say ever since then, I'm a little bit edgier than Jackie for sure.
What do you think was the change, Janie? That, like, how'd you come into your own in college? You discover alcohol or something, or just freedom?
A mix of that. But we shared a room. It's from when we were born up until we were 18. And I was always the quieter one. And Jackie was like the more social. And she would go to my teacher's office hours and write down my homework for me in high school. Like, she was kind of like my second mom in a sense. And then, when I didn't have her around to keep me in order, then I just, went crazy in college and, toned it down. I'm a mom now, but, I still got a wild side of me.
And Jackie, were you born like 30 seconds before?
5 whole minutes.
5 minutes.
Oh,
exactly on the dot.
Minutes. I make my parents sing happy birthday to me 5 minutes before Janie. So yes,
she does. There's a lot of videos.
Yes. Well, and the funny thing about that is, yes, Janie's definitely the crazier one, but she actually helped me get my job at Facebook. I had to ask her for help, even though, in high school, I had to go to her teachers. Well, come when I had to apply to Facebook, she had to kind of teach me about the ad industry. So we kind of reversed roles there, which was kind of nice. Yeah. So I had to finally put my tail between my legs and be like, hey, help me out.
Well, that's nice.
After all those years.
Exactly. You owe me. I helped you get science homework in on time. You owe me this.
Yeah, exactly. That's right.
Did she make you wait 5 minutes before they told you got the job? That's payback.
Yeah, I know.
And Jackie, you were at Facebook pretty early, right?
Or really?
Yeah, I started when we were all 1601 California in Palo Alto. Really early. I got my offer.
I worked in that building for Machine Zone.
Yeah.
When they were there for Facebook?
No, it was a Facebook campus.
After we left.
I cut into your story. You continue. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I was in the middle of my story. But yes, I started really early at Facebook, and Janie had to like literally tell me how the ad industry worked, and they were hiring people at Facebook. Facebook was really just hiring people who were wanting to get their hands dirty and knew something about the ad industry. So I had an accounting background and then just put all that together and got an entry level job. And I've been there now for 11 years. And it's been pretty crazy how fast it's grown, how different it is. Especially too, I worked on the product side for a long time, monetization. That's just been, it's like one of three or four product marketers when we first started out. So it's grown a lot. We used to all be on one floor. We could just turn around and talk to each other. So that's crazy. Now, actually, I helped open our Austin office. Not open it, but I helped hire the landing team that we had in Austin. Yeah, Bob Seger played the opening party. And it was like a tiny floor. So I've seen a lot of growth in those years. And then, yes, Janie, when she was at Machine Zone, they occupied our 1050 building on Page Mill, which we were at briefly before we moved to Menlo Park.
That's awesome.
So you said that you got confused sometimes. People would say, oh, Jackie, you're dressed different today.
Yeah.
Well, people would, you know, people would talk to me on the campus like I was in the know on something, and Jackie would come up and she'd be like, that's not me. So tell me all the secrets, Facebook. Tell me what's going on.
Right. Are you really listening to all my ads? No.
we joke a lot about the ad tech industry to each other. So yeah. Ongoing joke.
I find myself actually defending Facebook a lot. So you're welcome, Jackie. Like, no, they're not secretly listening to everything you're doing. And
well, you know, it's funny. My mom got a warning from Facebook for spreading misinformation. She posted one of those memes of like, posted, you know, who you see in your feed. And I was like, Mom, God, it's so embarrassing. Like, ask before you. Sure enough, she got a warning. And I was like, good. I should have reported you. It's misinformation.
Right. So yeah. You deserve that. You deserve that, Mom.
Jackie, do you ever go to EA and see if you'll pass as Janie?
No, but I
it's been during the pandemic.
Oh, yeah. You got hired during the pandemic. So,
yeah.
No, the one time we used to do that a lot in school. We would switch places.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember I think it was in elementary school.
College used to come to my dorm, too.
Yeah, but one of the times I go, Janie, what do I have to do to act like you? And she goes, just look angry, sit at the back of the class. Okay. Literally, that was the guy that I got.
I love that that's the bar.
Just look angry. Maybe that's the same at EA. Just,
and then that day you had like a spelling test or something, and I raised my hand. I was like, so I'm not Jackie, so I need to go back to my class.
Like spelling.
Yeah, this was not part of the plan. Not sign up for a spelling test.
Did you win any like awards? Did either of you get nominated by any like class presidencies or anything?
Jackie was always like yearbook editor and speech and debate and every AP class. And we were golf captains together, and every captain you could think of, we were either co-captains or Jackie was the captain and I was like the secretary.
He was the president of the Young Republicans Club in our high school.
I was the president of the Young Republicans Club. I was. Yeah.
Things have changed. But yes. And then what we did get, we were voted most acceptable in high school. So we shared that.
Literally.
Yeah.
And Janie, literally most inseparable. Here we are. Still
but
here.
We used to drive. We used to caravan to school together. So we refused. So we both wanted to drive to school, but we were 16 because, you know, we had our license. And so we would just literally caravan to school in separate cars, but park right next to each other. And
did you have the same car?
Different. No, we had different cars. Jackie had like this white Land Rover Discovery or Land Rover Defender. It was like this sweet convertible. And I drove a black SUV. So,
yeah. Oh, so your cars were different at the very least.
Our cars were different. Mine was more perfect slick and Jackie's was like monster truck.
Yeah. But that only lasted for a couple months because then Janie got two car crashes in one
weekend. My gosh.
this is not part of the material.
She T-boned the sheriff of Los Gatos.
I did.
That's like the wrong person.
I T-boned the sheriff. I did.
Yeah. And then she hit an escalator. Like,
thank you.
And Janie, did you say you were Jackie?
Yeah. I actually, my parents used to have me like hold on to her license when I started driving again, because I think my insurance premium was so high for them. So it was an ongoing joke. But obviously people still talk about it. My family still talks about it to this day.
So. See, this is why you need to have twins. You have a lot more options of maneuverability.
We used to have like one membership to gyms and things, or just one membership to things, and we would just, you know.
That's perfect. That's like the dream.
Yes. Everything's right. That's right.
Or like if she's wearing something like, oh, I like that, then I can go and buy it and know exactly how it's gonna look.
Or Jackie dyes her hair a certain color. I'm like, ooh, I'm not
right.
That.
That
doesn't look good. Yeah. Good job, but I'm not doing that. Yeah. So it was a good test.
Yeah, for each other.
Exactly.
Now Jackie could be like, that's what I look like with tattoos.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Do you still, obviously we can hear a little witty sibling banter. Do you find yourself just doing this naturally? Yes. Like just always ribbing each other?
My wife always says how much Jackie and I just will bicker like old women together. But we can also go, we can sit on the couch and hang out with each other and not talk for an hour or so and be like, oh, that was a nice time together. And Frankie's like, what you, my wife's like, what'd you even talk about? We're like, we didn't talk, but just like, you know, the presence.
Yeah. Comfortable silence.
Exactly.
That's the best. Exactly.
Cause at one point you were the same person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. You can't tell that you didn't talk about anything in those moments of comfortable silence. Be like, oh yeah, we were talking about movies or something with your twin.
Exactly.
Like psychic powers. That's the perfect opportunity. Yeah.
We have like weird things like that. Where
there's a lot of times where we'll look at each other.
We just look at each other. It's really creepy. We lived in the city when we lived in San Francisco near each other. Jackie lived in Russian Hill and I lived in the Marina, but we'd run into each other at the same place. And we would just stare at each other and not say anything and just walk by each other.
Then everyone else is like,
yeah, like what is going on? Say? There's a glitch.
Simulation is glitching. Yeah, that's exactly, what's happening.
Totally.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah.
That is when that's hard, is like when we were in the city, I have like coworkers. Is everything okay? Like I waved to you. You just didn't wake back. I saw my twin. And I was like, that's my twin. They're like, oh, wow.
Didn't you say you're walking down the street and someone kissed you on the forehead thinking it was me?
That did happen.
Yeah.
Someone did give me a kiss on Chestnut Street in San Francisco once.
Yeah.
Thinking I was cheating.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But yeah.
I'm waiting for that.
Well, it's better a kiss than a punch, so.
No one hates
Damn me. It. Yeah. I can't believe you.
Yeah. No one.
I can't believe you did that in college. Yeah, nah. What?
I was nice. I'm nice. I'm nice.
Yeah, you are super nice. Everyone loves you both. Mm-hmm. Never heard one bad thing about either of you. So that's always good. Now, Janie, sometimes we've talked about speaking and things like that between us, and you always mention that sometimes you talk about your dad.
Yeah.
So your dad is also, both of your dads, very accomplished. Do you want to give a little intro?
Sure. Actually, we don't talk about our mom enough too, I think. Because our mom actually started in startup world too, but she, you know, back in when there were three, so we're one of four kids. So when my brother came around, who's the third, my mom basically quit her job because my dad was working so much and they were both working so much. But my mom had a really great career, some microsystems, and she was early at a bunch of companies. And Jackie might remember more than I do, but Eric Schmidt was the product manager and she was like the counterpart for his salesperson. Like, they had a great relationship and she used to tell me all these stories about like now all these legends in Silicon Valley. So I think she actually would have been very successful in her own right. But obviously she, you know, decided to focus on us kids, which I appreciate and admire. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so our dad started, you know, big startup guy, a lot of, you know, success and failures though too. And so we just thought it was the normal, like that some years there'd be no vacation and some years we would be flying on private jets. And it was like feast or famine in terms of like, if he had a big exit or not. But yeah, there were cool startups like Web TV, which, you know, we had this box that sat on top of our TV and had a weird credit card slot, but you could surf the internet on your TV in the 90s. Like that was super cool. And then he brought home a PlayStation one year that was like, it was a year before any, like there were no consoles that read discs and games. And that was so he worked at a company that built that chip. And I remember we played like a demo disc for maybe a solid year together, like all the us kids. And we couldn't tell our friends about it or have our friends play with us. So it was just us siblings playing this demo disc for a whole year. And yeah, and then, you know, he got into mobile games, Blue Mobile. And at one point he was even talking to Trip Hawkins of EA for Digital Chocolate and decided on, I think that Jack and I both said, no, don't go to EA because they don't know anything about mobile.
Well, they do now.
Yeah, exactly. Well, now it's all EA Mobile. Yeah. And I think he's always told us, like, always shoot for, take the risk, which I appreciate. But yeah, I would say we got to give credit to my mom for sure. And actually my mom used to give him guidance for all the successes my dad had. Actually, my mom was mainly behind it being like, that's a good company. I don't know about that. And she was kind of the voice of reason for my dad. So
they were like a power couple
for sure.
Yeah.
We're like the power twins, maybe. I don't know, but
you are
the powerful Pimentels. There we go.
There you
powerful
go. Pimentels. Boom. Yeah. See, Kehlani's good with those things.
Yeah, there you go.
So obviously, I would think we'll all know the answer just by listening to that. But that must have set you both up, and probably your other siblings, for like a career in tech. And it's just, you were literally born into this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Yeah, like tech's in our blood, but we're also like fourth generation Bay Area natives. So just the Silicon Valley has changed so much, where our great grandparents built warships in San Francisco or picked fruit in orchards in Sunnyvale. And so before tech was a thing, I think it was actually our grandfather, because of the GI Bill, he started working at tech. And he was like the first accountant in the area who had a computer, took up the whole side of the wall. And I remember visiting him in the 80s. And we would walk in, and he was like, it was like his thing. He's like, I'm the first accountant using a computer to do people's taxes. His computer literally took up the entire room. So
did it have those spinning tape looking things?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. It was nuts. So we were between that and my mom being in tech, my dad being in tech, I think it was just ingrained in all of us. And, you know, but Janie is much more creative, and I always knew she was going to be more like my mom, much more like the marketing side or the sales side. And I'm much more pragmatic, like my dad. I mean, being in accounting and him being a CFO, I always thought I would, you know, I knew that that was going to be more my path. So it's funny how we're both in tech, but we both picked up, you know, we both took different channels in tech. All of my siblings are in tech too. So it must be in the water or in the blood somewhere.
That's awesome. If you guys weren't in tech, what would be your second career choice?
They're like, what? Hmm. What does not in tech mean?
Right. They're just explaining their long lineage, their legacy of tech. And they're like, what do you mean?
Fantasize that tech no longer is an option for you in your life.
Right.
I think Jackie would have been a lawyer. I feel like Jackie would have been a lawyer. And I would have either played professional sports and then like managed a sports team, or yeah, I'd probably say that.
Which sport?
Soccer or softball. Like, I would have liked to be like a baseball manager maybe one day. Like, I could have seen myself doing that, you know?
What about commentating? Is that the right word? Commentating?
Yeah, but I'm not witty enough. I'm not like witty. I'm not like, you know, that kind of person. So I like the management side. I want to sit in the dugout and like do the calls and like kind of spit the seeds out and just, you know.
Trade players.
Exactly.
Trade players.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You're going down to the Dodgers.
Yeah. Smacked to the umps.
Yeah. But Jackie's always been like the litigator. She's always like the one that like never lost an argument, because either she would never give up or.
No, I think I do creative writing. Like, I would be a writer. Right. I like writing. And thank you for the argument. I feel like you're a much better litigator nowadays, but I really like writing, and I used to love that growing up. So I would be doing that for sure. I love reading. And so I would do something in that realm, but I don't know. Like, I also feel like it's incredibly insufferable to be like, oh, I like to write. Cause it's like, you just like to read what you write. Like, to actually, other people want to read, you have to be a little more selfless. So especially in technology, people who write stuff, although Janie, I love your article. Sometimes it's insufferable. You know, you're just like, oh.
Thank you, Jackie. Thank you for the support.
What made you want to write when you were younger, when you were a kid? Like, you said you used to write since you were...
Well, I was terrible at sports. Janie was really good at sports. And so
she used to have journals.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah. Janie was really good at sports. And so when she would be off doing sports camps or stuff, I would have downtime. So I'd have these journals, and I would just like write these worlds in my head and just start writing them out on paper. And yeah, my mom kept a couple of them.
She never kept any of mine.
Yeah, I was like, I don't really want to run around and sweat. I'd rather just write something here in the air-conditioned room. So that was kind of how it started. Some weird stories I used to think up.
That's interesting, because I relate to you, Jackie. I was an only child, but rather than being spoiled, my mother was like on welfare and everything, so we couldn't really do much. But being an only child, I had no one to like hang out with. So I would just start writing, and I can create whatever world, because it was, you know, I'm a little old. So there wasn't like cable TV readily available for everybody, or games or the internet. So like, I just had to create these worlds in my head, and I would just type whatever I wanted to live.
Do you, now that you read, like, so I love like sci-fi, I think, because it's the same kind of thing of like worlds that are created that I can kind of like put myself in. Do you also like sci-fi, like the stuff that I was
100%
fantasy kind of stuff, you know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I wrote this thing that was called The Kingdoms of Conquest, and it was like this, basically a Lord of the Rings ripoff. But instead of doing Game of Thrones, I went on to do, like, you know, entertainment, marketing, things like that. So,
yeah.
And here I am now doing events. How did that happen?
We could write our Game of Thrones, you know, we could write a better, you know, an actual version. Should we get a finish with Jar Jar R. Martin's not finishing?
Yeah, right.
Don't get her started on.
Yeah, let's get a side project going, a side hustle. We'll write.
Right.
We'll write together.
Yeah.
Let's see. So Janie was off doing sports. Jackie was writing. Parents were selling companies.
Being awesome.
But you also played sports with me. So don't act like I was just this big jock that, you know, didn't have, you know, brain cell. Jackie and I were both on sports teams. We were just like, we would just be like the yin and the yang. I'd be like on offense, she'd be on defense. I would be the pitcher, she was the catcher. You know, that was kind of
crazy. Oh, cool.
That's good. Lots of balance.
Well, or fights on the mound.
Yeah. The catcher is rushing the mound. What?
Pretty much, yeah.
Not the batter.
She'd be like, you're not hitting your spot. And I was like, I'm fucking hitting it.
So let's get into a little bit of tech talk, just so we can kind of say we're an industry podcast.
Exactly. The semi-informative bit.
So this section called Talk Nerdy to Me. So since you're both leaders, I guess let's talk about management styles and how you lead a team, how you grow a team, how you select your team. Obviously, mm-hmm. You come from different worlds. Janie is a lot more versed with multiple startups, and Jackie, pretty much Facebook. When you're building a team, each of you take it separately or finish each other's sentences, however you do it. When you're building a team, what would you say is the one thing that you're mostly looking for in a candidate?
I've built teams. There's some teams I've inherited. There's some teams I've built that have already been established by building a part of it. And then there's some teams that that don't exist that I've built. And I think when you have something that doesn't exist that you're building, the first thing I try to find is someone who can be my right hand, someone who's going to be adaptable, agile, not afraid of ambiguity, and someone who just can be where I leave off on a thought, they can finish it and make it concrete. So that's like mm-hmm. the thing I look for the most. And especially with something I'm building fully from scratch, especially being, there's so many different teams that I've incubated at Facebook. It's really hard when you're hired, especially that first hire, someone's got to be someone you just can hang on for that ride, no matter where it's going to go.
Then Janie?
I haven't really inherited many teams. I've built things from the ground up. Every place I've gone to, it's kind of been that way. But I like that because even though I've built similar type of teams, like growth teams, done it very differently at every company I've done it at, because there's different business models, different environments, just different variables. And every time I've gotten better at building it. I would say the team I built at EA Mobile, by far the best team from talent, as well as just the makeup of the team in terms of like having UA, creative, analytics, LCM, PMMs all in the same team. That's the first time I've ever been able to actually get that done, and the team functions so well. And it just validates, like, the more integrated a team can be, the better. Like, I think that there's a trend, or there were trends early on of like, no, you need to break it out by specialization, and like these UA people are by channel, and then they, you know, only focus on Facebook or on search or whatever. But then they never really grow past that. And so you see this gap of middle management where they don't have experience in other channels, or they don't have the full scope of like acquiring users and then being able to manage those users as they, you know, kind of throughout the life cycle of that game or that app. So that's what I've kind of noticed, is the more integrated, the better, but it does require people that are a little bit more athletic in their work style. They can't be super rigid, mm-hmm. and they got to be pretty good at taking on new concepts and getting things thrown at them.
Because I know that you worked with Alexa before DraftKings,
yes. mm-hmm.
but then Gina worked at Machine Zone way after you.
Yeah.
So with this team that you're compiling, like obviously Alexa, you worked with her, so that was an easy one to know that you wanted to bring her. Were you out there recruiting, trying to find these superstars to bring, or did you just judge from the candidates that HR put in front of you?
Well, I'm very flattered that the majority of the team I have today at EA Mobile have followed me from Machine Zone to DraftKings, Machine Zone, DraftKings to EA. You know, 70, 80% of my team comes from me working with them or they working for me at those former companies, which is flattering. Mm-hmm. And maybe says I'm not as much of a jerk as maybe sometimes I lead on, but that they also trust me and that they trust that I understand what they want out of their career, but also how to work and how this industry is changing too. I think part of it too is the people that are jumping, you know, whether it's the machine zone or whatever, they don't want to go to another replication, you know, a repeat of what they came from, mm-hmm. because we need to get better as an industry, be better. And you're kind of just seeing all these cookie cutter growth teams go from one, you know, you kind of see who they are. Maybe I'm one of those people, but I don't know it. But you have to approach it differently. And I think that like people like Alexa, great example of someone that's super smart, really hungry. I throw things at her, new concepts, and she picks them up really quickly, you know, analogous thinking, just really like those are the kinds of people that I hire for sure.
And it's almost like with people following you around, you're kind of an internal agency almost because mm-hmm. it's like the same team.
Yeah. I always joke that I should like start my own recruiting agency or something. So I've always got the peeps. So yeah.
But that's like the manifestation of your potential other career of being like a sports manager.
Right, yeah.
There you go.
That's right.
See, she's...
There you go.
You're just not going to trade anybody to like glue her
right.
in.
Yeah, exactly.
No, my team stays my team. I always tell them that. I'm like, you're on my team. You know, that's the end of it. So, yeah.
But with people following you around, do you find that they are looking at problems differently? Like, are they able to look at things with Jamie, like with fresh eyes or come at it a little bit differently? Or do you find that it's hard to sometimes not try to rinse and repeat the same strategy?
Yeah. I think that's a good question, Jackie. Thank you for asking me a question. You know, when I bring people on that I've worked with at Machine Zone or DraftKings, or whatever, it's definitely a mentality of we're not doing things the same way. You know, well, this is the way we did it at DraftKings. This is the way we did it at Machine Zone. That doesn't really fly. First of all, that'll piss off the organization that you're going into when you say, well, this is how we did our old company. Because they're going to be like, well, you're not at your old company. You're at this company now. So like get on, you know, subscribe. And everything's different. You know, EA is a massive company. And, you know, it's been public for decades. You know, DraftKings was, you know, pre-IPO when we all joined. And it was a totally different business. And, you know, and Machine Zone 2 was in a totally different state. And so it is always it is never good to lead with, well, this is what we did at our former company. Mm-hmm. You make enemies really quickly. And also, typically, the strategies never translate one-to-one. So it's good to bring lessons and learnings, but not to just rinse and repeat, for sure. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, that's a slippery slope. I'm sure Jackie gets people that, you know, I haven't been in a company long enough to be the old guard. I've always been the new guard. So.
By the time it gets to me, medium guard, yeah, she's medium on the guard. Next one.
Right. There you go. Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm sure she'll be at EA for quite some years from now. So don't worry, EA. She loves it there. Yeah. I'll be your PR rep for this podcast.
Oh my gosh.
You need it.
Yes. So you've talked a little bit about how you got into your work, your family legacy of this and the things that you're doing now. But what are the highlights and then the low bits of your jobs? If you had to rank like, okay, this is my favorite thing. I wake up every day excited to do this at work. And then this is something I don't exactly like to do, but it needs to get done at the end of the day. What would be your highlight and then your low light?
That was a good question, Kehlani. She's awesome, by the way, but don't steal her.
I know. I work at Facebook. I know people. So highlights for me, I work mostly with small businesses, and especially in this post-COVID world, there's a couple of things I love about it. One, I have so much purpose with what I do. So highlights just all the things you do, knowing that small businesses are like a centerpiece of communities. And I think especially during COVID, you see all the outreach people did on our platform to just save small businesses in their communities. Like it's a place mm-hmm. to go. It's, you know, people's parents own these businesses. It's the local coffee shop. It's the local boutique. It's all these places that make up the communities. And I think COVID highlighted where, you know, they were facing a lot of challenges. The restaurant that people celebrated big events at that all of a sudden was, you know, really needing their community to rally around them. And the products that we build and the business that I work on helped to stabilize that and provide support. And then also I just love working with small businesses. It's so much more, for me, purpose-driven than a lot of other things I could be doing. Mm-hmm. I love that. And those are all the highlights. The low lights, I think, you know, just being as the company grows, there's just changes to adapt to, and it can be taxing and tiring, especially being a mom and busy. There's a lot of movement of, you know, leadership changes, organizational changes, especially as we grow so quickly still and at this greater scale. And that can always present challenges. But those are just part of the job. And I love the people I work with, and I love just that small business community. It's just, I feel very blessed doing what I get to do.
So. Jackie does a lot with moms in tech. So she's like a big champion of that. And she has Clubhouse stuff, and just like, I don't know, she's always like really good about making sure to advocate for moms in the industry, which is, we all need those people. So I always appreciate that about you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
For me, it's funny. I was a weird kid where growing up, I used to watch commercials and wonder what the strategy was behind it. You know, whether they wanted products. Like I remember Maggie, my wife, Maggie being like, is this your passion? Is like growth marketing your passion? And I started crying and telling her yes. Like I just like have this, it's like weird. It's really weird. But my highlights are just like my team. Like I love my team so much. And I love proving people wrong. And I love the highlights have been being able to succeed in very uncertain positions where things have not been built out, or people have passed off opportunities, the opportunity I'm in as well, because they're like, that company doesn't have it figured out, or too hard. Like I want to go to a place that already has things figured out. My low likes are, you know, just when you manage a lot of people, the big thing is the admin stuff. Like, you know, I really hate the politics stuff of like, well, this is off my swim lane and this is, you know, this team swim lane and all that. Like that stuff, I wish there was less of, you know, just in terms of, I feel like if people were more comfortable or confident in what they provide to a company, they wouldn't have to defend their territory so much. So it's just more of a personal pet peeve of mine of having to do too many documents of like, this is, you know, this is your team and how they, you know, will, you know, thrive without us interfering, or we're not going to land grab and all that. Let's just everyone
do the thing,
do your work. Stop talking about it. You got it. Yeah.
What's funny is Janie would shirk politics to myself and her wife because we love like confrontation or crucial conversations. Whereas Janie's like, I don't want to have that conversation. I want to toot Janie's horn on this a little bit on what she said though about innovation. Like I've always loved Janie. Janie has like crazy ideas, or we'll look at a company and I'll be like, I don't understand it. I don't get it. I'm not, or like a trend, a consumer trend. I'm like, I don't understand it. And I love that she's been like on the cutting edge of a lot of that stuff. Even like 15 years ago, and she was like, I'm going to major in like social media marketing. And I'm like, what the hell is that? Like web 2.0, like people, it's like people are forming the internet. I'm like, that's deranged. And now you look at like creators are creating most of the content people are consuming nowadays. And mm-hmm. you never thought that people would do like OTT and like cutting cords. And you just look at where we've gone. And I feel like Janie's always like steps ahead.
Oh,
where I'm like, yeah, that's crazy.
Thanks, twin.
She had like vision.
That's totally awesome. I love how both of you are just so balanced in your different ways. Like one of you anchors the other through the ambiguity of this industry, and the other is like full steam. Like, I want to see where this stuff goes.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Did you two ever want to work together?
Oh my God. We used to be in classes together. I don't know if that was a lot. Yeah. Like we, like, there was a social experiment where I think we had a few classes together in high school, and then the school quickly separated us and put us in different classes.
The entire school split in two.
I see a world in which when we're older and we like maybe do a consulting gig, you know, ourselves or something like that, or, you know, or start a company together. It's funny because our brother is an engineer, and our little sister is really great at sales. And so I feel like all four of us kind of round out like the framework of a founding team of some sort. So
you got an agency.
My dad always says that. My dad's like, I'll invest in you guys whenever you create your own company. Maybe.
Yeah. And your dad, there you go. He's on the board.
There you go.
And amazing.
How old is your oldest children from either of you?
We both have almost,
she's got a 4-year-old now, and I've got an almost 4-year-old. So they're close to, you know, being interns.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. They can, you know,
That's how we started. Yeah, we had a second
entry. Yeah. You don't have to pay them for another 10 years.
Yeah, they're at pre-entry level.
Exactly.
Right. Exactly. Probably late, so you should probably get them into a coding program immediately.
Oh my goodness. All I can think of, there's a meme of like children on a, like preschoolers on a school trip to a construction site, and they had their little vests and the hats.
Aww.
And it said, like, this is what like tech companies expect you to be doing, to have like 5 years of experience out of college. So that'll be your kids.
There you
just a little marketing stuff.
Yeah.
In the trenches, figuring it out.
Yeah. Kehlani is still in college.
I am.
But look at the experience she's getting here.
Yeah. I am. Yes.
See, rock star. That's why I'm like, don't steal her.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like,
Yes. So I'm definitely, I'm learning all of the things. I'm having the time of my life on the Appy Hour, just hearing from everyone.
The time of her old seasoned life.
Her old seasoned life.
Oh, by the way, Kehlani just turned 21, so happy birthday.
I did, yesterday.
So you were born in the year 2000?
I was. Can you believe it? Everyone is always freaked out when they meet me, and they were like, what was I doing in 2000? At least you were doing something.
Jackie and I were celebrating New Year's with our grandma, so.
We were worried about the whole world falling apart Y2K. With
Y2K. Yeah, exactly.
And instead, we got Kehlani, so it all worked out.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
So unfortunately, all great, amazing things must come to an end, even party with the Pimentel twins. But Kehlani, do you have a dad joke for them?
I do.
So she loves dad jokes.
I love a dad joke. I'm not a father. I'm a faux pas. But
she's the queen of dad jokes.
I am. The mother of dad jokes.
Yes.
When I found out that we were going to be interviewing you for the podcast, I was like, oh my gosh, like they have these marketing parents. If I had twins as a marketer, what would I name them? And I decided for one, it'd be like a normal name, maybe Naomi. For the other, in true marketing fashion, it'd have to be Control. So I'd have my two, Control and Naomi. That was a bad one. I'm sorry.
You got another one?
You guys didn't get my A-B testing joke. I'm so heartbroken. That was a good one.
Oh, I get it. Classy A-B testing.
I mean, are there any, like, mom?
A-B testing. I get it.
Okay. I'm heartbroken. Yeah. Yes. One is Control and the other would be.
Gotcha.
I get it.
Yeah, you got the Control group.
It's okay.
The Control and treatment group.
You know what it is, Kehlani? It was too smart.
There you go. It's too highly intellectual.
There you go.
Yes.
On a Wednesday afternoon at 2 p.m.
Or whenever this airs. All right. Well, Wonder Twins, if anyone wants to get in touch with you, I'm going to assume LinkedIn is probably the best place.
Yeah, look us up.
So connect with them on LinkedIn, become fans, download Facebook and all the EA games.
Please do. Click on a few Facebook ads.
And whatever happened to Sun Microsystems, go buy that too. Support the mom.
There you go. That's right. Yeah.
And PlayStation for dad. Yeah. All the
Thank
things.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay. So, shameless plug, or I'm not shameful about it. Both of these amazing twins are going to be keynoting our return to live events, AppGrowth Summit, San Francisco, September 2nd. Maybe we should have your dad and your mom jump up, make it a family affair.
They actually said they were going to come.
Please don't do that to us.
Yeah, so they said they were going to sit in on the audience. So,
my goodness.
We should bring your dad up on stage then.
That'd be so fun.
Sure.
It's going to be a lot of awkward crying.
Yeah.
Rocky and then great. My mom asked to be a greeter at Facebook. Please don't do this to us.
Hey, if she wants to work the registration desk.
I would love to talk about it.
No, that's... It's a ploy. She got flagged for her one post. So that's why this is her in.
Thank you.
Your mom sounds like the type of person we could use at registration. Like, no.
Yeah.
She'd love
you her. Can't get in.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Jackie and Janie. I said her first. Mm-hmm. I didn't wait 5 minutes, though.
There you go.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a good one.
Thank you. This is fun.
All right.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Hey, you made it to the end of the episode. Thanks for taking the journey with us, and we hope you found it exactly as advertised, where it was mostly fun and entertaining, but we did manage to get in a little tech talk in there as well, so you can kind of tell your managers that this was actually time spent doing work stuff. Trust me, we won't tell on you. Please subscribe so you can get notifications every time we release an episode. And please head on over to appgrowthsummit.com. Let us know what you thought, or let us know if you'd like to be a guest in a future episode, or recommend the guest. That would be absolutely amazing. Please tell all your friends and colleagues about the Appy Hour, and be sure to have lots of laughs until the next episode.